Cooking for One Without Giving Up. Hi there. Welcome back to our Monday series, The Food Memory Connection. Over the past month, we've explored how food connects us to our past, fuels our brains, brings us together, and creates lasting memories. Today, we're tackling something many of you have asked about. How to keep cooking when you're the only one at the table. Because here's the reality. Whether through widowhood, divorce, kids moving away, or simply living alone by choice, many of us find ourselves cooking for one. And it's hard, not just practically, emotionally. Why cooking for one feels so different? Let's be honest about what makes solo cooking challenging. It doesn't feel worth the effort. Why spend an hour cooking for a meal you'll eat in 10 minutes alone? Recipes don't scale down well. Most recipes serve 4 to 6 people. You're left with too many leftovers or wasting ingredients. It's lonely. Cooking used to mean family gathering, conversation, someone to share the meal with. Now it's just you and the quiet kitchen. You stop caring. When no one's there to notice, it's easier to just eat cereal for dinner or skip meals altogether. But here's the thing. You deserve to eat well, even when you're alone. Your health matters. Your enjoyment matters. You matter. Shift your mindset first. The biggest change isn't in your kitchen, it's in your head. Cooking for yourself is self-care, not selfishness. You're worth the effort, period. One good meal can change your whole day. Nutrition affects your mood, energy, and mental clarity. When you eat well, you feel better. You're not just one person. You're you, and you deserve a proper meal as much as anyone else does. 5 strategies that actually work. 1. Embrace strategic batch cooking. Cook once, eat multiple times, but smartly. Make a full recipe of chili, soup, stew, or casserole on Sunday. Portion it into single servings and freeze immediately. Now you have 6 homemade, convenience meals, ready when you don't feel like cooking. The trick. Don't eat the same thing all week. Freeze it. Pull out different meals on different days so you're not bored. 2. Master the modular meal approach. Instead of cooking complete meals, prep components you can mix and match. Roast a whole chicken on Sunday, eat it that night, use leftovers all week. Cook a big pot of rice or quinoa. Roast 2 sheet pans of different vegetables. Boil a dozen eggs. Now you can quickly assemble different meals. Chicken and rice bowl one night, chicken salad sandwich the next, chicken soup after that. Same protein, different meals, minimal daily cooking. 3. Make cooking for one recipes your friend. Stop trying to divide recipes in your head. Instead, search online for single serving dish name recipes. Buy a cookbook specifically for solo cooking. Your library has several. Learn a few reliable one pot or one pan meals you can make without thinking. Some reliable one person meals. Omelet, stir fry, baked potato with toppings, pasta with sauce, soup from a can jazzed up with fresh vegetables. 4. Treat yourself like company. Here's where the mindset shift matters most. Set the table, even for yourself. Use the good dishes occasionally. Light a candle, turn off the TV and actually taste your food. Play music you love. When you treat mealtime as something worth doing right, even alone, it stops feeling like a chore and starts feeling like self-respect. 5. Semi-homemade is perfectly fine. You don't have to cook everything from scratch. Rotisserie chicken from the grocery store plus bagged salad plus microwaved sweet potato equals a solid dinner in 10 minutes. Frozen vegetable mix plus canned beans plus jarred sauce over rice equals healthy and fast. Pre-cut vegetables plus store-bought broth plus leftover meat equals homemade soup without the knife work. There's no shame in shortcuts. The goal is eating well, not impressing anyone. When appetite disappears, sometimes the problem isn't effort, it's that you're just not hungry. Food doesn't appeal. Nothing tastes right. If this persists, talk to your doctor. Loss of appetite can signal underlying health issues, medication side effects, or depression, all treatable. But in the meantime, focus on nutrient-dense foods. smoothies with protein powder and fruit, soup with beans, eggs and toast, small, easy, nutritious. The social solution. Even if you live alone, you don't have to eat alone all the time. Join a community meal program. Many senior centers offer lunches. Start a weekly dinner and a movie. Date with a friend, alternate hosting. Video call family during dinner. Invite a neighbor for coffee and something homemade once a week. Remember part 3 of this series. Regular shared meals matter tremendously for your health and happiness. Even once or twice a week makes a difference. The bottom line, cooking for one isn't ideal. Most of us would prefer company and conversation. But it doesn't mean you have to give up on eating well or enjoying food. You can absolutely cook nutritious, delicious meals for yourself without wasting food, time, or energy. It just takes a few adjustments and the firm belief that you are worth feeding well. Our shared wisdom. Do you cook for one? What strategies have helped you keep it up? Do you have a favorite easy single-serving meal? Or are you struggling with this and looking for advice from others who've figured it out? What's next? Next Monday in part 6, we're tackling something many of you have mentioned, when food doesn't taste right anymore. We'll explore why medications, aging, and health conditions can change how food tastes and what you can do about it when your favorite meals suddenly don't appeal anymore. Until then, set your table even if it's just for you. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.